With second place in the North Division already having been secured earlier tonight, the Edmonton Oilers take the ice tonight on what could be milestone night at Rogers Place. The Oilers play host to the Vancouver Canucks in the finale of a four-game series this week in a home-and-home. Good evening, everyone. I'm your man, Jack Michaels. Bob Stauffer to my immediate left at our Napa Auto Parts broadcast booth. And let's get a look at your Coventry home starting lineup. Mike Smith in the pipes, 19-6-2, giving up two goals in 35 seconds the last two games. Dave Tippett's going with Nurse and Larson to start defensively. Connor McDavid, 4 points shy of 100, flanked by Cahoon and Puljujärvi. And we're underway. McDavid a steal in the high slot. And here's Cahoon dancing in right-hand side over to Puljujärvi. He's open. Backhander to save made by goaltender Thatcher Dimco. I thought, Bob, the forehand was there right off the hop, but he dusted it off.
No question.
Ethan Bear nudged ahead. McDavid wired one, scored! Connor McDavid, the quick release, and it's Edmonton with a goal in the first minute tonight, 47 seconds in. Here's Neil, breakaway, McLeod denied for his first NHL goal, stopped by Thatcher Demko as he tried to deke to the backhand. For Josh Archibald, a shot, a save made by Demko, and he's able to cover with no rebound. The puck squirted free, but the whistle had gone. Nugent Hopkins tried to feed the point, that was picked off, and Brock Besser will challenge Adam Larson. Smith way out to handle it. He muffed it. Hoglander behind the net. Couldn't lay it in front. Now Myers takes a shot to save Smith. And then an extra jab by Besser, responding in kind, is Adam Larson. But Smith, poised as can be, realized he not only made a misplay, but he had time to get back into position, Bob, and make the save on Myers. On the move is Jimmy Vesey. Pulls up right circle. Hits Rathbone. Slashed off his stick from behind. Nice play by Shore. Myers peering inside. One-timer Rathbone and a save made. Mike Smith. Rathbone did not get all of it. Nurse to McDavid. Open. A shot Barry and a save made by Demko. Face off to the right side of Demko. And Draisaitl wins the draw. Here's Jones. Yamamoto steps into a wrist shot, has it blocked. Horvat give and go, slid on net, and a save made by Smith. His fourth stop of the period. Out to Rathbone. Tried to get around Yamamoto, shoots into the glove, and Mike Smith will freeze that. Rathbone, Graeback, right-hand side, Hauerluck, and now heading toward the goal on a centering pass. Hauerluck clipped the side of the net, big bounce out in front. Smith found it and covered it. Nurse in front, McDavid quick shot, and a save made by Demko. Stretched out with the right pad and made a beauty. Horvat stayed with it, knocked it free for Pearson, and Vancouver has numbers coming the other way, left to right. Hughes hits the trailer, gets it back, shoots and scores, and this game is tied. Top left corner for Quinn Hughes, his fourth goal of the year and just his second in the last 31 games.
Oh, real nice pass play from the Vancouver Canucks, but the Oilers maybe got victimized with a bit of a tough line change there as both Chiasson and James Neal are trying to get off the ice. In chase mode were Nugent Hopkins and Yamamoto, and the Canucks hit the trailer, and Quinn Hughes ended up activating on the play. It was a slow developing 4-on-3. Canucks did an excellent job in a line change of their own. Two men went to the same. Two orders
challenging the play to determine if there was offside prior to the scoring of the goal.
Oh, this is coming back.
That looks way offside.
Yep.
I can't see. Was it? We'll get it eventually for you. I think it was Bo Horvat.
Yeah.
It was way offside.
It looks like he got pushed offside on the play.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's close. Although we missed it at live speed.
Yes,
so
we did.
Can't get on the officials here, but, upon the one review Bob and I have seen it.
Ooh, it's going to be really. Well,
no, I don't. Well,
that's going to be really close.
It's a little closer on the angle we just saw. I still think it's offside, though.
Quick decision here, Jack. They're making the call right away.
It was determined the play was offside.
Yeah.
Clock will be reset to 15:41. No goal.
Good job.
That's a good call. Nurse centers, tipped on net. Demko the save. McDavid reaching against Quinn Hughes, brought it through him, and now it's a 3-on-1. McDavid dishes one-timer off the score. Yes, a Puljujärvi back bar and in. His 15th of the year, extends the lead to 2-0 Edmonton. And here's Draisaitl leading a shorthanded rush off the draw. Walks in, shoots, and a save made by Demko. Flashed out the right pad and made a beauty. Pearson with Miller. Trailer is Horvat, a shot and a save made by Smith. Brushes the rebound into the corner, and then Horvat landed on top of him. And Nurse cross ice picked off, and Miller's going to have a breakaway. In on Smith. He waits. Backhander score. And Vancouver cuts the lead in half. JT Miller unassisted over to Tyler Myers, high slot as Vancouver looks for the tying goal. Rathbone centered, broken up by Archibald. Bounced around. Boyd a quick shot, and he scores. Travis Boyd with his first goal as a Canuck. And it's 2-2 with 8:20 to go in the second period. Up the gut, it's McDavid, brings it in on the ATCO power play. Curls it to Neal. Backdoor, one-timer score, Leon Draisaitl. And Edmonton regains the lead at 3-2. Hughes to Hauerluck. Shot, Grayevac scores again. Five career goals at Rogers Place for a guy who's got 11 in his NHL career. This being game 77 for Tyler Grayevac. He loves this building, and the Canucks have pulled even once again at 3-all. Hughes, high slot. Miller, Hughes, one-timer save Smith. Smith fires a dart to Draisaitl, back into the zone. Nugent Hopkins, Draisaitl. No chance they're taking a shot here before giving it to McDavid. McDavid tried to slip a pass through, was broken up out to Nurse. He'll trade places with McDavid, feed him again. Over to Draisaitl, one-timer scores! And there's Connor McDavid's 100th point! Draisaitl and Nurse come to him, wrap him up in an embrace. The Oilers have regained the lead at 4-3, and the century mark has been achieved in game 53 by the captain, Connor McDavid. Besser stripped by a Josh Archibald, shorthanded, walks in, a shot denied by Thatcher Demko. Josh Archibald's bid for a shorty. Repelled by Demko, and when Pearson fumbled that puck away, Quinn Hughes in over the line, Horvat left wing, stepping in, Besser a shot, handcuffed Smith, but he made the save. Puljujärvi to McDavid, walks in, load, shoots, and that was blocked. Rebound Miller. McDavid got it right back. Sent it over to Dominic Cahoon and hovers dangerously in the right circle. Puljujärvi looks, finds him. What a look by Jesse Puljujärvi. McDavid to the point for Barry. Snapped it across. Nurse a drive, and that was blocked. Besser fired it off the boards, and one-timer Myers missed short side. Besser trying to power through Ethan Bear. Larson harasses Pearson. It's back to the point. Myers, left circle, Edler, shot, glove save, Smith, and he'll elect to freeze it. 6-on-5, Vancouver, trailing 4-3. Horvat wraps it around the boards, Pearson, and slammed down the other way by Kara. There will not be icing here, and the Canucks are desperate. They've got 15 seconds to go. I'm not sure Myers recognizes. Finally, fighting the puck, drops it for Grayevac, lifts off the glass. Larson knocks it down. 5 seconds to go. Larson hands to Nurse. He'll try to kill the clock in the far corner, and he will. This game is over. McDavid's got 100. Draisaitl's got 30 and 500, and Mike Smith win number 20. The Oilers improved to 33-18-2. They defeat the Vancouver Canucks 4-3.